हरे कृष्णा। वी कांट डिलीट आर मेमोरीज बट वी कैन चूज वॉट वी रिमेंबर। वी ऑल ड्यूरिंग आर लाइफ जर्नी गेट स्कार्ड इन वेरियस वेज। सम ऑफ अस मे गेट स्कार्ड बाय द हर्ट्स दैट वी गेट। समटाइम्स पीपल डिसअपॉइंट अस, पीपल बिट्रे अस, those whom we trust turn against us, and these scar us. These incidents, they scar us, they create memories which scar us. Conversely, you know, we may get exposed to stimuli, we may succumb to indulgences, which may also form some provocative impressions within us. And even these memories of anti-devotional pleasures or the memories of unbearable miseries, they are there impressed in our mind. Sometimes, say, if somehow on our computer, if we download some program or some file or something which we don't want, we can just press a delete button and delete it off. Sometimes something just gets downloaded off its own if we just visit some site. As soon as we find it, we can delete it. Now, the computer memory can be deleted, but there's no delete button for our memory. So, what do we do when such unsavory memories start troubling us? Now, are we meant to be lifelong stuck with those memories? No, not necessarily. No. Even if we can't delete our memories, we can decide what we remember. Just like sometimes some files might be there in the computer, but if we don't open them, even if somehow we can't delete them, if we don't open them, the files are just lying there. Like that, in our mind, there are certain impressions, there are certain memories, but it is we who have to decide whether we are going to remember that or not. If we keep our consciousness positively engaged, filled in constructive activities, then no matter what happens, we won't get agitated, because the impression, the memories that are there, they become activated when they are recollected. So, memories become activated when they are recollected. If we don't recollect them, then they won't get activated. Of course, sometimes some memories may just start getting activated on their own. But even then, it is only when we give them our attention that they start growing. If we decide that we are not going to give our attention to them, then they cannot grow. So this sort of proactiveness in dealing with our mind, in dealing with the kind of thoughts, desires that come in our mind, that is vitally important for us when we are trying to practice spiritual life. It's important even in our day-to-day life, and all the more important when we are practicing spiritual life. So, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in 18.58 says that machittaha sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. He says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. This means Krishna is telling that all obstacles, sarva durgani. So, it also includes the obstacles created by memories. So, instead of remembering past hurts, remembering those memories which are unpalatable, which are unsavory, we focus on remembering Krishna. Now, remembering Krishna not only gives us a positive, fulfilling object of thought, but it also gives us an opportunity to relegate those memories further and further back. So, when we create positive memories, then the old memories go so far into the back that they are no longer there, they are no longer recollected. And that's how we move steadily towards Krishna. So by cultivating positive memories, we can march steadily towards Krishna and overcome the influence of our past bad memories. Thank you. Hare Krishna.